Now we would like to take a look at two real-life cybersecurity threats. In 2017, the Nigeria-based business email compromise attack hit over 50 countries, targeting more than 500 businesses, predominantly industrial companies. The phishing scam prompted recipients to download a malicious file. When the file was downloaded, malware would gain authorized access to business data and networks. The second attack took place on May 12, 2017. WannaCry exploited a weakness in Microsoft's operating systems to deliberately infect computers. When the worm was infiltrated, it encrypted the infected operating systems, rendering them unusable. The hackers subsequently demanded a ransom for unlocking the encryption. Small businesses with a void of up-to-date IT infrastructure were particularly exposed to the WannaCry attack. Cybersecurity threats are becoming more sophisticated, realistic, and difficult to recognize. Phishing attacks are one of the most common threats. Phishing attempts can often get through email filters and security software, so stay vigilant and trust your instincts. Think twice about clicking on a link or opening an attachment that seems suspicious. Double-check that webpage addresses are legitimate, especially those you must enter a username and password for. If anything raises doubt, delete or report the message. If in doubt, don't click on a link. The producers of phishing emails specialize in making them compelling. Let's look at the elements that help to identify a suspect email. Most have a generic subject line, while legitimate emails usually have a detailed subject line. A vague subject line can be a key indicator of a phishing scam. You may see suspicious URLs. Hover over links included in emails to see the actual destination of the URL. It will show in the bottom of the browser. Watch for improper use of copyright information, such as copyright where it doesn't belong. This is used to make phishing emails look official. Phishing emails often include misspelled words and bad grammar. This is a sign that the email did not come from a professional organization or a real person you may know. Phishing emails often include unnecessary urgency or deadlines to prompt action from the recipient. Use your intuition, and if something feels wrong, consider calling the organization or office directly to validate the email. The following phrases are examples of what attackers might include in an email message when phishing for sensitive information. We suspect an unauthorized transaction on your account. To ensure that your account is not compromised, please click the link below and confirm your identity. During our regular verification of accounts, we couldn't verify your information. Please click here to update and verify your information. Our records indicate that your account was overcharged. You must call us within 7 days to receive your refund. Besides suspicious emails, what else might alert you to the possibility that you have been the target of a cybersecurity attack? Your antivirus software detects a problem. Your computer reboots or shuts down by itself. Your computer's performance slows down. Disk space disappears. The cursor moves by itself. New icons or programs that you did not add appear on your desktop. Excessive pop-ups display in your browser or on your desktop. Your browser's homepage changes. You receive frequent firewall alerts about unknown programs trying to access the internet. There seems to be a lot of network activity while your computer is not particularly active. Report anything suspicious. If you experience any unusual problems with your computer or device, report it to the help desk. When reporting the unusual activity, include the following details: the identity of the computer or device that is experiencing the unusual activity, a description of the symptoms, the date and time when you first noticed the symptoms, the task you were performing when you first noticed the symptoms. All employees should know how to report cybersecurity threats and events internally. Only CRST Home Solutions Management has the authority to determine if and when it is appropriate to disseminate information outside of the company. Cybersecurity risk assessment is an ongoing process. Security measures are monitored and reviewed in order to ensure that they work as planned and that changes to our network or systems haven't rendered them ineffective. Business requirements, new vulnerabilities, and new threats can change over time. Management will keep you apprised of any changes or updates to the cybersecurity policies.